Kreishis Masech Techulin Daf Lamed Vav, and we begin on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, the second line, Tanan Dei Rishmol. We had learned in the previous year the Dam Chalolim, the blood of an animal that's slain, is Machshir L'Kabel Tumah. So now the Gemara will identify exactly which blood that comes out when an animal is killed is the Dam Chalolim. Because as the Rishonim explain, there are four blood that come out from an animal when it's slain. First black blood drips out, then red blood drips out, then comes blood that splurts, and that is actually the Dam HaNefesh that we discussed many times in learning Kachim, that's the dam that's used for Zrikas Adam. And in fact, by Karbonis, the Rishonim point out, there it's not the Dam Chalolim that's Machshir, but by Shechita, we don't follow the opinion of Rav Shimon, but we follow the opinion of the Chachamim V'Am Mishnah, that Dam Shechita is Machshir. When we shecht an animal, that is the dam that's machshir, the dam hanefesh. And afterwards, there's dam hatamsis, which again drips out. And as Al Gemara, according to Rashi, teaches us that the dam hatamsis, this last blood that drips out, is the dam chalolim, which is machshir. Other Rishonim say that in the dam hatamsis, there are two types of dam. First, black blood drips out, and then red blood drips. And Al Gemara is teaching us that only the red blood that drips is the dam hatamsis. This story Rashi explains the Gemara. As we mentioned already in the previous year, Tosfos says that Al Gemara is not speaking about when an animal is slain, but speaking about a dam ha'odom, and therefore Tosfos explains Al Gemara with all these different types of blood that we just identified when there was hakazas adam, when there was bloodletting by a human being. So says the Gemara Tamid the Beir Shmuel, as we learned, the dam chalolim yishta, that the dam chalolim is compared to water, and the dam chalolim has the ability to be machshir, prat the dam ekluach, the dam ha Nefesh, which we just said, splurts, Sheina, Machshir, as says Roim, it doesn't have the ability to be Machshir Zroim. The Rishonim point out it's not specifically Zroim, it's not specifically seeds that are Mukhshil Kabel Tumah. All food is Mukhshil Kabel Tumah. The reason the Gemara speaks about Zroim is because, as we're going to quote the Pasuk later in our Shir, the Pasuk that teaches us the din of Hechshir Tumah speaks about Zera. So that's why the Torah speaks about seeds in that pasuk. That's why the Gemara spoke about seeds here as well. But certainly this halacha is not limited to seeds. It says in Gemara Tan Rabban, a shaychit, if somebody shechts, vitis dam el talas, and some blood from the shechita splattered on a cucumber, Rabbi Yamah Hukshir, that vegetable, that cucumber, is considered Mukhshil Kabel Tumah. Rechia Amah Toilin. Rechia, we leave it in doubt. We'll discuss extensively what Rechia means. And Amar Rabbi Oishia, and comments Rabbi Oishia, Machish Rabbi Yamah Hukshir. After Rabbi Paskin in this question, that it's considered Mukhshil Kabel Tumah. Rechia Amah Toilin, Rechia says that it's left as a doubt. On Ani Nismah, what should we do? Halacha l'maisa, says Rabbi Yishya, by the Nismach Adir Rav Shimon, we will rely on the opinion of Rav Shimon, Shahaya Rav Shimon Omer, as we learned in our previous shir, it is the opinion of Rav Shimon, that Shechita Machsheres V'Leidam, that only Shechita has the ability to be Machsher, but Dam Shechita is not Machsher. And the Gemara explains the Braisa. Amra Papa. So Papa explains the Braisa as follows. As we've discussed many times, there is a question of how do we look at Shechita. If Yeshtan L'Shechita Metchila V'Soif, What is considered the act of shechita? The entire act, only the last part. So says Rav Papa, how come everybody is in agreement? That if one shechted an animal, and the dam splattered on this vegetable, and that dam remained on the vegetable for the entire duration of the shechita, everybody will agree that that vegetable is not mukshul kabel tuma. Keep pligi. When do they disagree? Beniskanech adam ben simen l'simen, where the blood splattered as the first simen was cut, and it was wiped off from the vegetable before the second simen was cut. Rebbe, says the Gemara, is of the opinion yesh no l'shchita metchil v'atzoif. We view the entire act of shchita considered shchita, and therefore the dam that splattered from the beginning is dam shchita, and Rebbe is of the opinion that dam shchita is machsha. Rebbe Chia Sover, Rebbe Chia, however, is of the opinion that ein l'shchita el psoif. The act of shchita is only at the end of the shchita, and therefore, since this dam wasn't there, this dam is the dam that came from the beginning of the shchita. So this dam is dam makahu, and even Rav Chia, who holds the dam is machshir, he only holds the dam shchita is machshir, dam makah is not machshir. And therefore the Gemara explains what Rav Chia's opinion is. My toilet, what does toilet mean? Toilet hadava gmar shchita. We wait to see until the shchita is completed. Im isla dam, if the dam is there besoif shchita, that dam is there from the beginning of the shchita till the end of the shchita, machshir, then it will have the ability to be machshir v'loy. But if the dam was wiped off between the shchita of the two simonim, the dam was wiped off before the shchita was completed, then it wouldn't be machshir. So the Ran and the Tosfos Rosh and other Rishonim find this Gemara very difficult. Because if, as we said, we follow the opinion of Rebbe, the yeshkan l'shchita metchila v'atzoif, that the entire act of shchita is considered an act of shchita, the Gemara is very understandable, because every drop of blood that comes out during the shchita, every drop of blood that comes out during the shchita is considered dam shchita and has the ability to be mashal. But the Gemara is saying that according to Rav Chia, ein l'shchita ela l'psoif. So they ask, if ein l'shchita ela l'psoif, even if that dam is there, if the dam that came out at the beginning of the shchita indeed remains there till the end of the shchita, till the end of the shchita remains on the vegetable, it should make a difference, because that's dam, they ask, which is not dam shchita, because dam shchita is to coin the man the armor of ein l'shchita ela l'psoif, only dam that's there that came out at the end of the shchita, not any other dam. So what's the difference, asked the Ran, if the dam is there throughout the entire shchita, this dam that came out at the beginning of the shchita is not dam shchita. So the Tosfos Rosh, because of this question, has a whole new understanding in ein l'shchita ela l'psoif, and he wants to suggest that if you have a complete shchita, then not only is the dam that came at the end of the shchita shchita, but any dam that was there is considered dam shchita. It's a big chiddush, because we've always learned pshat and ein l'shchita ela l'psoif, that only the last part of shchita is shchita and nothing else is considered shchita. And therefore the Ran says a very big chiddush, that even according to the man, the Omer that holds ein l'shchita ela l'psoif, which our Gemara currently is actually saying that is the opinion of Rav Chia, says the Ran, that's only as far as Hilchas Shchita is concerned. As far as Hilchas Shchita is concerned, only the dam that's there at the end of the Shchita that's the only dam of dam Shchita. But as far as Hechsher is concerned, says the Ran, we're going to have to say that if this dam is the dam of an animal that was properly slaughtered, even though this animal's dam even though this animal's, this is not the dam shchita, because as we've been learning, this is the dam that came out at the beginning of the shchita, not at the end of the shchita, it wouldn't make a difference. Says the Ram, it's enough to be considered dam that has the ability to be machshir. So now, the Gemara continues to explain the Braisa. What did the Braisa mean when it said at the end of the Braisa, boy, the Nismach Adir of Shimon, let's rely on what Rav Shimon says. Says the Gemara, this is Pshat. Rav Shimon, Leimachshir. And according to Rav Shimon, dam shchita, as we've been saying, is never machshir. Rav Chiya was saying, dam shchita does have the ability to be machshir. However, B'niskanich, even though Rav Chiya holds the dam shchita has the ability to be machshir, we've said that according to Rav Chiya, since Rav Chiya, as we just explained, is of the opinion, en l'shchita el l'psoif, B'niskanich mi'ash v'la'adodi. If the dam splattered on the vegetable and was wiped off before the second simen was cut, that dam, Rav Chiya said, will not be machshir. So we now have a situation that if the dam was wiped off between the two simonim, ma le machshir, according to Rav Chiya, as we just said, that dam will not have the ability to be machshir. And according to Rav Shimon, Omar le machshir, according to Rav Shimon, it certainly wouldn't be machshir, because according to Rav Shimon, dam shchita is never machshir. So we have now both of them holding that this vegetable is not machshir. And Rebbe, who holds, because as we said, Rebbe's of the opinion, yesh lo shchita mitchil v'atzoif. And Rebbe's also of the opinion, obviously, that dam shchita has the ability to be machshir. It will be machshir. Havilei Rebbe chad. Rebbe is in the minority. He's one against two. Ve'en dvar shalach v'makim shnayim. And therefore his opinion is discounted. Says the Marik, we see from this Gemara, a gewaldige vort, a gewaldige point. Yes, in halacha, Reb Shimon and Reb Chiya are in agreement in a situation where the dam was wiped off from the vegetable between the shechting of the two simonim. But as we just explained, their conclusion may be identical, but their reasoning is very different. Says the Marik, that from our Gemara we see that in a situation where there is an agreement in the final position, even though the way that they came to their conclusion is very different, that is still enough considered that we could combine two opinions for the halacha. Interestingly, the Shach disagrees. And the Shach's opinion is that when we have two opinions that agree with a conclusion, but they don't get to that conclusion in the same way, those two opinions cannot be combined when we speak about a roi, when we speak about the majority opinion. But what will the Shach do with what is seemingly obvious in our Gemara, like the Marik said? So the Noi Yehuda says that the Shach is only speaking by a question of a Doraisa. By a Doraisa, we cannot combine two opinions that only have the same conclusion, but not the same reason. Al Gemara is speaking about the tumma of vegetables. The tumma of vegetables is only a Rabbanan, and there the Shach would agree with the Marik. The Magen Mishnah has another nice explanation. He says, when does the Shach say that two opinions that agree in conclusion, but don't agree in reasoning, cannot be combined? That's only when these opinions are stated in a sefer. But they didn't say their opinions. The people who have these opinions did not say their opinion one in front of the other. But in a situation, says the Magen Mishnah, where the two people who come to the same conclusion were together, if they have, even though they have different reasonings, but they still saw each other, spoke to each other, then even the Shach would agree they could combine. An explanation of the Magen Mishnah's Vort is as follows. Because if they didn't see each other, and it's only that we see their opinions written in a sefer, we need to be concerned that because they had different lumdas, if each one of them would have heard the other one's lumdas, not only would they not agree with the lumdas, they may not even come to the same conclusion anymore. But if they spoke to each other, and they still have the same opinion, they have the same conclusion, then the Shach holds they would disagree. They would perhaps can combine. Rav Ashi, Omar, Rav Ashi has a very different explanation of this brisa. Because what was unique in the explanation of Rav Papa of this brisa is that he defined the word toilin differently than we normally explain toilin. Normally, toilin throughout Shas means we leave something with a suffix, we leave something in doubt. Here, toilin meant we look at what will happen. Is the dam going to remain on this vegetable till the cutting of both the second siman or not? And therefore, he says, Tailam loyla mashma. We leave it in a case of doubt. Because, says Rav Ashi, v'niskanich Rav Chiya svuki mesapkele. Rav Chiya actually has a question, what is the halacha if the dam was wiped off between the shechita of the two simonim? Because Rav Chiya's question is based, im yeshnu l'shechita mitchil v'tzoyf, if we hold yeshnu l'shechita mitchil v'tzoyf, then that dam is dam shechita, and it's machshel. Or einot, or perhaps Rav Chiya says, el l'shechita el l'psoyf, shechita is only considered at the end of the act of shechita, and therefore, it's not mukshel. And my toilin, and what does toilin therefore mean? It's a question of doubt, like oichlam v'loysarfin. That means, if this vegetable that we've been discussing had dam on it only during the shechita of the first siman, and not during the shechita of the second siman, and let's say it was a vegetable of truma, and then indeed something tamei touches it. So if we hold yeshna l'shechita mitchil v'atzoyf, then it's a vegetable which is tamei, and it's a vegetable that's truma, that's tamei, that the halacha is, it has to be burnt. If on the other hand it wasn't mukshar, then it's not tamei. And a vegetable that's truma, that's not tamei, may not be burnt. And therefore, since we don't know, says Rav Chiya, how to treat this vegetable, it may not be eaten because it indeed may be tamei, but it may not be burnt because it may be tahar, and tahar vegetables that are truma may not be burnt. This is the way most Rishonim learn the Gemara. Other Rishonim learn the Gemara as follows. Loi oichlim, that this vegetable certainly may not be eaten. The loi sarfim doesn't mean that you're not allowed to burn it. Loi sarfim means that you're not obligated to burn it, which means as follows. Were we to know for sure that it's truma tameya, that halacha is that it must be burnt. Here, since we don't know that it's truma tameya, it doesn't have to be burnt, but this opinion holds that it may be burnt. And the Mefarshim explained what is the machloikas harishonim that we just explained based on. The first opinion holds that Eliyahu HaNavi may appear and tell us what the halacha is regarding this question of yeshna l'shechita mitchil v'atzoyf or ein l'shechita el l'psoyf. And when Eliyahu HaNavi comes, we'll know what to do. And therefore, toilin, we have to leave this vegetable on the side till Eliyahu HaNavi comes. The second shita, however holds, that we know there's a rule, loy b'shamayim hi, that toilin is not left in shamayim. So even if Eliyahu HaNavi comes and tells us one or the other opinion, we don't have to follow that opinion. They explain that all Eliyahu HaNavi could do is explain to us a metzius, a fact, what was a series of events. But Eliyahu HaNavi, they hold, doesn't have the ability to paskin a shayla. And therefore, even if Eliyahu HaNavi were to come, we don't have to follow his opinion. And therefore, this vegetable that's tamei, it may not be eaten because it's truma tameya, but it may be burnt because, since it can't be eaten, we burn it. Says now the Gemara, how we explain according to Rav Ashi the end of the brisa. Umar bov and nisnach l'divrei Rav Shimon. What did the brisa mean that we should rely on Rav Shimon? Wait, or as follows. Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, as we've been learning, it's like mafsha because dam shechita is never mafsha. Rav Chiya, according to Rav Chiya, it's a suffix. However, as we just explained, Linus straight from Yishav Ladavi, they both agree as far as burning it. Ma'aloi sarfei, Rav Shimon certainly wouldn't burn this truma because it's not mushla kabotuma. And the way we explain the coin of Chiya, it also may not be burnt because it may not be truma tameya. And if it's not truma tameya, it may not be burnt. So they both hold that this vegetable that we're discussing may not be burnt. Only according to Rebbe, it's certainly mushla kabotuma. And therefore, if it came in contact with tumah, it would have to be burnt. So Rebbe is a minority, havel echad, v'ein dvar shalach l'makom shnayim. Bach Kamer. And that's what Rav Chiya meant to say, Kigoyin Zois, in a situation where the vegetable had the stam on it only during the shechit of the first simen, and it was wiped off before the shechit of the second simen, toilin, it should be left hanging, it may not be eaten, if it's truma and it came in contact with tuma, because it may be truma tameya, and of course we know that halacha is that truma tameya may not be eaten, for a sarfin, nor may it be burnt, because if it's not truma tameya, if it's truma tahira may not be burnt. Ask the Gemara now. As we're going to learn, there's a concept of chibas ha-kodesh machshatim. That something that's kodesh, the fact that it's kodesh, makes that item mukshul kabel tuma, even though it didn't get wet. And as the Rishonim explained, and we've said this explanation, because what is the entire concept of mukshul kabel tuma? The entire concept of mukshul kabel tuma is that it's considered complete. Something that's, and that gives it the chashidus, the significance that it should be susceptible to Kabbalah's tumah. Similarly, something which is kodesh, something which is hagdish, has that significance even without having gotten wet, and that's why it's mukshul kabbal tumah. But now the Gemara is going to discuss how far we take that rule. By Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Sarit Shamanachis. The way Rashi explains the Gemara is referring to a situation where we made a Karban Mincha, and Karban Mincha, as we learned in Sefer Menachos, is ingredients are flour and oil, and here the flour and oil weren't that mixed, and there are clumps of flour that never got wet. So there's certainly Mokshla Kabel Toma, because they're Kaidish. The question is, normally when we speak about something Mokshla Kabel Toma, means it's susceptible to Toma, and not only is it susceptible to tumah, it has the ability to transmit tumah further, rishin v'sheni. Here, asked the Gemara, when something is only mukshul kabel tumah, because of chibas kodesh, mined by rishin v'sheni, is it so far mukshur that it has the ability to transmit tumah further, or ain't mined by rishin v'sheni, it's not so mukshul kabel tumah. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi's pshat, because Taisus says that if you have a klisharis that has in it flour and oil, even though there may be clumps of flour that weren't touched by the oil, since they're in one vessel, everything in the vessel is considered as if it was touched by oil. Tzir of Kaili, the vessel combines everything in it. The Rosh, Taisus of Rosh, defends Rashi's pshat, because Taisus of Rosh says that Tzir of Keli is only a concept in Hilchas Tumah. Tzir of Keli is not a concept in Halachas of Hechshul Kabel Tumah. And therefore, Taisus has a different pshat in the Gemara. Taisus says the Gemara is referring to, as we learned in Masechta Menachos, that certain carbon minchas that are brought without any oil, just flour alone, and that's the question of these carbonis, even though the Chibas HaKadosh Machshatim, that they say Mukshul Kabel Tumah, do we also say Moinim by Rishi V'Shem? Actually, Tosfos goes on to say that the Gemara could have been speaking about an animal that we know as we're going to, that's a carbon, that as we're going to, as we learned, that we're going to learn this on Amud Beis again, the halacha is that a carbon, the dam of a carbon, certainly everybody agrees, does not have the ability to be machshir the carbon. And the Gemara's question would be, that carbon is mukshul anyway because chibas hakodesh machsharton, and the Gemara's question would be, does that chibas hakodesh have the ability that it should transmit tumah further? But as the Rishonim explained, the Gemara preferred to be speaking about a carbon mincha, because carbon mincha is something that they tried to keep water away from, because as we learned in Masechta Menachos, that they didn't want the carbon mincha to get chametz by being exposed to water. So, explains the Gemara's question, as we've been saying. Ki mahani chibas ha-kodesh. When we say the concept of chibas ha-kodesh machshatam, is that only lafsul and gufei to make the food itself susceptible to tumah? Leminna be'rish m'sheni loy, but it doesn't have ability to transmit tumah further. Adumah loy shna, it has the ability to transmit tumah even further. Amr Belazer, Tashma, Mikola Oichel Sheyoichel. That's the passage that teaches us
the halacha, the kol ha'icha shi'ayich la'shiyav lav mayim yitma. So it says, Rebbe Lozen, the Pesach, it teaches us, kol ha'icha la'bav mayim hukshar, water, food that was brought into contact with water is mukshal kabel tuma. Ha'icha she'en bav mayim, but food that wasn't exposed to water lo'y hukshar. Asked the Gemara, author of Shimon ben Lakish, lest they ha'icha bav mayim. Shimon is asked the Gemara, Shlokish is not disagreeing with that limit. What Shlokish is asking, says the Gemara, Shimon ben Lakish, how come by like? Chibas ha'kodesh, koich ha'boy b'mayim dami aloy. Certainly the Torah is telling us that food that came into contact with water is mukhsh l'kabal tumma. And it has the ability to transmit tumma further. What his question is food that became mukhsh l'kabal tumma because it was chibas ha'kodesh, how do we look at that type of hakshara? How do we look at that type of susceptibility of tumma? Says the Gemara, what Rebbe Lezer meant to say was as follows. Rebbe Lezer mituri kroy kama. Rebbe Lezer was trying to explain his limud based on an extra pasuk. Michti, he says as follows. Ksif, the two psukim, he asks, that teach us the same din. The pasuk says, v'chiyitin mayim al zera, v'nafam l'vlasan ulav tamehu lechem. The pasuk teaches us, that pasuk teaches us about water, al zera. And then there's the other pasuk that we just read, Mikola Oichel Shiyoichel Ashiyovel of Mayim. So the question is, Lomeli, why do we need two psukim to teach us the same din that something that gets wet is Mukhshel Kabal Tumah? Laugh. It seems that the Torah is teaching us the second pasuk to teach us that when something was Mukhshel because Chibas HaKadosh, even though it's susceptible to Tumah, it doesn't have the ability to transmit Tumah further. There's a beautiful vart from Chaim Kanievsky. The Gemara just quoted this pasuk, Mikola Oichel Ashiyoichel Ashiyovel of Mayim Yitma, that is the pasuk that teaches us, that is one of the two psukim that teaches us that something that gets wet is susceptible to tumah. But as we know, and whenever we say this halacha, it's not only if it got wet from water, if it got wet from wine, as we'll soon see, and honey, and oil, and milk, and dew, and blood, the same halacha applies. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Talmud Dekra, the pasuk that we just read alludes to this. Because the pasuk spells the word, Mikola Oichel Shiyoichel Asher Yavoi. It spells the word Yavoi, Yud Vez Vav Aleph. Normally, the word Yavoi is spelled Yud Vez Aleph. Why does the Torah add an extra Vav here? To teach us that not only Mayim, not only water, which the pasuk mentions explicitly, has the ability to be machshir, but vav. There are another six liquids, the six liquids that we enumerated, that also have the ability to be machshir food lekabolas tumah. Says the Gemara Loi. That's not what we use the extra pasuk to teach us. Chad tumas meis, because we need the two pasukim. One pasuk to teach us the halacha of hechshel kabel tumah by tumas meis. And one by Tumas Sheretz. And actually, Tosis points out, the Gemara could have said, one is for Tumas Meis, and one is for Tumas Nevela. But Tosis says, so why does the Gemara say Tumas Sheretz and Tumas Meis? The Gemara could have said Tumas Sheretz and Tumas Nevela. So Tosis says, actually, both are true. Because Tosis uses a concept that we've learned previously, that when we have two drushes that are equally acceptable, both drushes are correct. And therefore, Tosfos says, the limud of the Gemara, even though the Gemara picks the limud of Chav Tumas Sheretz or Chav Tumas Meis, the Gemara is equally could have said Chav Tumas Sheretz and Chav Tumas Neveh. And why do we need the two psukim? The Tzrichi. The Ashmin of Tumas Meis, if the Torah only told us the Salach by Tumas Meis, Hosam Hu Dabai Hechshe. There we would say that perhaps Hechshe is required by Tumas Meis. Something that has a Tumas Meis, a food that only food that was wet is susceptible to Tumas Meis, because Tumas Meis is like Tamei Bekadasha. It has to have a Shia Kazayis to be Tamei. Avil Sheretz, which has the Chumra, the Matame Kadasha, even the small size of the Kadasha is Matame. Eimel Loilabai Hechsher, there should be no requirement of Hechsher. That's why the Torah had to say by Sheretz. V'yesh min sheretz, v'shalom doyim etam etum eshiva. Somebody who has a tum sheretz goes to the mikvah, has hair of shemesh, sundown, and is completely tov. Ava meis, the etam etum eshiva, the minimum amount of time somebody who has a tum meis is tamei is 7 days. Ema, lo levoy hechsher. That's why the tzricha, the Torah had to teach us a halacha both for meis and for sheretz. But we don't have a pasuk to teach us what will be the halacha when we have a situation of chibas hakodesh machshartam. What is the tumah that will happen under those circumstances? Ask the Gemara, Moshe Rav Yosef. We learned in our Mishnah Rav Shimon Omer, hukshu b'shchita. As we've been learning, it is the opinion of Rav Shimon that when you shecht an animal, it's not the dam shchita that smacks the animal. It's the shchita that smacks the animal. And it seems, says the Gemara, that when Rav Shimon says that the shchita, which involves obviously no liquid at all, the dam shchita, according to Rav Shimon, as we've been learning, doesn't play any role in the hechshel kabel tuma, is machshir even to the degree of lim limni bu rishi v'sheni. Am I? But why? It was saying that the only time Heksha could transmit Tumma further is when it had liquid on it. Here there was no liquid. Answers the Gemara, Amal Abaya, Achsuka Heksha Mayim the Rabbanim. It's only the din that Shchita is Machshir, is only a din midrabbanim. That everybody will agree, as we'll soon see, that Chibas HaKadosh midrabbanim has the ability to transmit Tumma further. The question is, what is the din midaraisa? The halacha is that if somebody cuts grapes, so as Rishonim point out, if the person cuts grapes with the intention of eating those grapes, not squeezing those grapes, and juice oozed out from those grapes, that juice is certainly not matched to the grapes of Kabbalah's Tumma. Because as we've been learning many times, the only type of liquid that has the ability to be matched to a Kabbalah Tumma is liquid that one is satisfied with. If somebody intends to eat the grapes, he doesn't want any liquid to ooze out. And therefore that liquid is not machshul kabel tuma. The question that we now begin to discuss is when somebody was carrying grapes to squeeze the grapes for juice, but he was carrying the grapes in a basket with holes. So he doesn't want the juice to come out of the grapes yet, because that juice will just drip out from the holes in the wicker basket. Habaitza legas, shami o mochsha. Shami is the still mochsha. Because, since, if you were to carry these grapes in a sealed basket, in a basket that's properly coated, so then you want the juice to come out, because the juice will not get lost. So in order not to differentiate between different types of vessels, shami says that it's mochsha. Kolomer, Hill says it's not mochsha. And says the Moro, as we remember the Gemara Masech the Shabbos and Daf Yud Zayin, there was a day where the Talmidei Shammai outnumbered the Talmidei Hillel, and Hillel agreed with Shammai, and this is one of those days. Now ask the Gemara, Amai. V'alav oichel habob emayinu. Why in this case will it be considered mukshur l'kabel tuma? The juice that drips to the ground is not considered juice. And since the juice that drips to the ground is not considered juice, so as the Rishonim explain, as Tosfos explains, since we find nowhere in the Torah, at the Gemara at this point holds, that the juice that we want and that remains on the food is machshir, how could the Rabbanan suggest that it would be machshir? The fact that Shammai holds that it's machshir, seems to be indication that even when there is no liquid, because as in this case where the liquid drops away, or even in a case where there is no liquid because it's only mukshir because of chivas hakodesh, it still has the ability to make full-fledged hakshar. That's how Tosfos learns the Gemara. There are other Rishonim that have a different approach to the Gemara.
They say, according to Shammai, it's not the juice that's machshir these grapes. It's the cutting, the betzira, that's machshir the grapes. So we see that we have a full-fledged hakshara without any liquid. Similarly, kibbutz hakodesh, which doesn't involve any liquid, should also be able to create full-fledged hakshara. To which the Gemara answers, there where we say that according to Shammai, it's machshir, it's only midrabanan. But where there is no liquid, or where it's not halakhically recognized liquid, we don't know if the hechsher has the ability to even transmit tumah further. Amalek, Rabbi Yosef says, Amin Allah chokshir b'shchita. I've been saying that according to Rabbi Shimon, the shchita itself creates hechsher. Va'at amadli, afsuk hechsher mayim, and you tell me that it's only midrabanan. Similarly, Amulcha Rav Zeira, I brought you the case of Rav Zeira, Varmigli, Vasuka Hech Shemayim, that's treated like Hech Shemayim, Rav Shimon, Melaki Shnami, Asuka Hech Shemayim. Shouldn't this be a proof that in the case that Rav Shimon is discussing, in the case where it became Mukhshur, because of Chibas HaKadosh, it should also be treated as if it was Mukhshur B'Mayim? Says the Gemara, the Rav Shimon's question is Rav Shimon's question regarding the Drabonon that we wouldn't be allowed to eat it if it became Tamei and it was Truma, but we wouldn't be allowed to burn it because maybe it's not Tamei. The question that of course is the halacha, because Rav Shimon certainly agrees that it's Drabonon Mukhshar. Ki Kamei Boile, his question is, does it have the ability to be transmit tumah even with the raisa? And if it has that ability, then when such a food came into contact with tumah, and it was truma, certainly not only would it not be allowed to be eaten, the lisrei would be obligated to burn it. But one thing that becomes quite clear in this shir, says the Gemara, is mechlal the chibas hakodesh the raisa. The ability for chibas hakodesh to be machshir is certainly a din the raisa. The only question is, does it have the ability to transmit further? Says the Gemara Manoah, from where do we see the concept of Chibas HaKadosh? That the Torah says that if meat that's of a carbon gets Tomei, it should be burned. So now the question is, how did it become Mukhshar? If we're going to say that it became Mukhshar with the dam when we shechted the carbon, asked the Gemara, as we learned earlier, we know that the dam of a carbon does not have the ability to be machshir, because the pasuk says shenemar lo yisoich leno al aretz tishpachem kamayim. So we learn from there, dam hanishpach kamayim, only blood that's spilled on the floor has the ability to be machshir, she'en hanishpach kamayim, but blood that's not spilled out ain't a machshir. And certainly the blood of a carbon is not spilled out, because the blood of the carbon needs to be used for the Zrikas Adam. So again, how does this carbon become Tameh? The meat has to become Mukhshar. So the Gemara, you're going to say that Iskasher, B'mashka Beis B'chayev, there was a slaughterhouse by the Beis HaMikdash where they had water to wash the meat. Ask the Gemara, V'amar Rav Yosef Chanina, Mashka Beis B'chayev, the water, the liquids in the slaughterhouse, loy dayin shein dochin, not only are they tar, el shein machshirim, they don't have the ability to be machshir either. And as the Rishonim explain, the halacha that tumas mashkin is only midrabanan, that's what some Rishonim say, and therefore they didn't make gzeira of tumas mashkin in the Beis HaMikdash. Others say that the fact that water is metamei other items, that's the rabbanon. The water becomes tamei is a deraisa, but it doesn't have the ability to give off tuma. That's a din the rabbanon, and that din they didn't make in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rishonim go on to explain, how could they make a gzeira that this water will not be machshir if the Torah says that water is machshir? So the Rishonim explain that this sheet that will have to hold that the only water that's machshir midaraisa is water that's in a river. But water that's not connected to its original source is only machshim d'rabbanan, and in the Beis HaMikdash, they relax this gzeira. I saw the Mefarshim ask, so if so, that any liquid in the Beis HaMikdash, without saying, is tahor, and doesn't have the ability to be machshir, so why was there a need for the Nes Chanukah? Oil is a liquid, and oil in the Beis HaMikdash doesn't become tameh. So I saw a number of answers. One answer that I saw is, the Pasuk says, the entire Kedushas HaMikdash was profaned, and since the entire Kedusha, the Beis HaMikdash, was profaned, so then this halacha no longer remained. Another pshat that I saw is that the oil was in a kli cheres, and it was the kli cheres that became tameh, and that's how it made tumah to the liquid, but not this oil. But the oil became tameh because of the liquid, and that's how it became tameh, even though it was oil in the Beis HaMikdash. And if you say that maybe this rule, that liquid in the Beis HaMikdash is not tamei, is only water, not dam, and here we're speaking about blood, says the Gemara, that's not true. For mashki kamer, the halacha said all liquids in the Beis HaMikdash don't have the ability to be mashim. Elalav. So our question goes back. The Torah tells us that if a carbon becomes tamei, it must be burnt. And that question is, we know that nothing can become tamei unless it was mukhshir. What was mukhshir, the carbon, that now if it became tamei, it must be burnt? It must be that's kasha b'chibas ha-kodesh. So we see that chibas ha-kodesh has the ability to be mukhshir. Says the Gemara, that proof is not necessarily correct, because maybe this carbon became mukhshir differently. Dumk Rav Yehuda Mishmu. Dumk Rav Yehuda Mishmu. Kain sha'itzulay paro sha'zivche shlomen. He had an animal of a carbon shlomen, vivir benachal. Why do we speak about a carbon shlomen? So Rashi says two explanations. One is because the pasuk that we're quoting speaks about a carbon shlomen. Another explanation Rashi says is because a carbon shlomen, we know the owner gets a share of the meat. An animal that's wet is easier to skin, to take off its hide. And therefore, by carbon shlomen, it's likely that he would have taken it through the river, the Nachal first, and therefore the halach is shachta v'dai mashkin pafei chaleach, if it was slaughtered and there's still liquid on it and that liquid falls on the meat, that's how the meat became mukhshir l'kabel tumah. That's how most Rishonim learn. Others say even if the water didn't fall on the meat, the fact that the skin was exposed to the water, it's as if the meat also is exposed to the water, even if there was no water directly on the meat. But that's how that meat became mukhshir kabel tumah, and ultimately tameh, and ultimately must be burnt. But we don't yet have a raya to halacha of chibas hakodesh. Says the Gemara, elam seifa. The raya is from the end of that pasuk. The pasuk says v'habaser. The rabbis eitzim la'avoina. Eitzim la'avoina are also mekabel tumah. But now ask the Gemara, eitzim la'avoina b'nei achilin nenu. Only kalim and foods can be mekabel tumah. Wood and levina are not kalim nor food. Ella, what's the answer? Chibas hakodesh machshu mashvel oichel. There's a concept of chibas hakodesh that makes it into oichel. Hachnami, similarly, all foods that are kodesh, we have a concept of chibas hakodesh machsharta. And now that we've identified that the halacha is that chibas hakodesh is machshir, we understand the question that we started with. Mai. Ki mahani chibas hakodesh l'psula de gufay. How far do we say chibas hakodesh? Do we say chibas hakodesh only that the item itself is mukhshir kabel tumah? Avol mimnei beirishu sheni loy. It doesn't have the ability to be transmit tumah further. Adum loy shna. Or perhaps there is no difference, and the Gemara remains with a tekel. Here's a machlokes rishonim. What's going to be the halacha be'etzim levoina? Some rishonim say etzim levoina, since they're not food, certainly will not be machshir further. It makes no difference if they're wet or they're not wet, they don't have the ability to be machshir further. Other Rishonim say that Eitzim Levoina that are not wet certainly are not machshir further. But if they're wet, they're no different than anything other food, and they are machshir, they are transmitting tuma further. Another Rishonim say that the question that we've been learning in our Gemara, by regular Kodesh, if it transmits tuma further, the same question would be by Eitzim Levoina, whether they're wet or they're not wet. Those of us who say Zmiris on Shabbos know in the Zemar, Abar Kal Elyon, we say Kol Shayma Shabbos Kedas Mechaloi, Hein Hechsha Chibas Kodesh Geirolon. So, what's the connection of Chibas Kodesh to Shmira Shabbos that our Gemara is speaking about, that we're speaking in our Gemara about Chibas Kodesh? What does that have to do with Shabbos? So one shot that I saw from the Teres Yeshua is called Shema Shabbos, that a person has the ability to be Shema Shabbos. But a person doesn't have necessarily the ability to make other people be Shema Shabbos. He could talk to them, but he can't force anybody to be a Shema Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Kol Shema Shabbos, Kedas Mechaloi, I myself am a Shema Shabbos. But it's like Chibas Kodesh. Just like our Gemara says, the Chibas HaKodesh can't transmit Tuma further. I can't make necessarily other people be Shema Shabbos. I'm only a Shema Shabbos myself. That's the Teres Yeshua's Pshat. But the Rav Shalom Shadron, in the Sefer Leiv Shalom, I saw a different Pshat. He says, of course a person who's Shema Shabbos is supposed to be Shema Shabbos perfectly, treat the Shabbos as it's supposed to be treated. But let's say you have a person who's a Shema Shabbos, but he isn't on the level to feel the whole Kedusha Shabbos. Teaches us the Zemar, Kol Shema Shabbos, Kedos Mechaloi, he's at least careful not to be Mechal Shabbos, he will still be treated as we just learned in our Gemara, Chehech Shechivas Kodesh Garolon. The Chivas HaKodesh, the fact that he exposes himself to Shabbos, even if he doesn't actually celebrate the Shabbos with the whole Kedusha, just like the Chibas HaKodesh makes something into a high level, so too the person who's Shema Shabbos, we say in Zmiris, is on a high level because he was a Shema Shabbos.